There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Hello, and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and as the intro suggests, we are about to take a trip into the fifth dimension as I discuss my plans for my fan series, The Twilight Zone. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the series, The Twilight Zone was a series that began in 1959 and ran until about 1964, with about five seasons consisting of 152 episodes. The show's creator, Rod Serling, served as both a writer, producer, as well as the narrator to the series, writing over 92 of the 152 episodes. While the show itself wasn't necessarily a hit during its initial run, over the course of about 60 years, it has picked up a massive group of cult fans. It has had a large impact on pop culture, and it has spawned three revivals, one in 1985, another in 2002, and the most recent being from Jordan Peele in 2019. Now, I was first introduced to the series by my dad. It was around the time when I was about five or six, and I was getting ready for school, and very early in the morning, this is like six in the morning, they would air reruns. I can't remember what channel it was at the time, but I remember just sitting there, like waiting for the bus to come, and I was just, I don't know, something was just interesting about this story. I didn't know what was going on. I was very confused. I didn't know what the show was called, and so I asked my dad what this was, and he says it's called The Twilight Zone. And before I could say more, he just simply pointed at the TV and just told me to watch. Now, the episode that I was watching was called The Lonely, and it first aired in the first season. And the story was basically about a criminal, I believe, who is sentenced to live on an asteroid for a certain period of time before he's eventually allowed to come back to Earth. And over that time, he grows lonely, up until the point where he meets a woman who ultimately becomes his best friend. And when time comes to go back to Earth, he eventually finds out that the woman he has spent so much time with is not really what he thought she was.
You're a machine, aren't you?
Yes.
Why didn't they build you to look like a machine? Why didn't they build you out of metal with bolts and wires and electrodes and things like that? Why'd they turn you into a lot?
Now, at the time, I remember being a little bit shocked by the episode, but given my age, I didn't really grasp the whole concept of the show or the episode and its message, and I kind of nudged off the series for a little bit. And it wouldn't be about until the time I turned 10 or 11 that I came back to the show through family tradition. Ever since then, me and my dad watch The Twilight Zone annually on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, as he did when he was growing up. And the Sci-Fi Channel runs Twilight Zone marathons every year on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for about 24 hours. And I believe they do it again on 4th of July. I can't remember exactly, but that would be our tradition. To celebrate the new year, we would sit down and watch many Twilight Zone episodes. And it was during those marathons that I really started to appreciate the episodes for what they were, despite their age. And I was amazed at just, even at that young of an age, I was amazed at how the stories were able to hold up and how some of them really quite, like, resonated with me. And I took those with me. I remember reacting to the twist endings and stuff and looking over to my dad, who would just smile and laugh because he was excited to share these with me and show them to me. And I really took the series with me. I really loved the show. Other than New Year's, I wouldn't really watch the show any other time. And only other times they would really air the show would, and they still do this, I believe, would be very early in the morning, around 3 to 4 a.m. But other than that, that was when I got into the show. And as I mentioned before in previous episodes, I'm a huge Disney fan. So whenever I would go to Disneyland, I would be even more excited to go on the Tower of Terror, as it was based off of the Twilight Zone. At least at the time it was. Now it's the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. But when it was the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, I remember I would be very happy, and I thought it would be very cool considering I had seen the show on TV, and now to get to experience it in the form of an amusement park ride was even cooler. I was just amazed at how in the beginning of that ride, when you go on there and you go into this old library, and then a TV magically turns on playing an episode of the Twilight Zone, and them somehow being able to get the narrator Rod Serling, who had passed away in 1975, and this ride was built around the early 2000s, so just being able to see how they were able to transfer that effect into the show and make it look real, and then to get a voice actor to impersonate it to the point where you almost can tell the difference. It was just very cool, and being able to experience it and that iconic music and that feeling of just like that sense of wonder and being like, okay, this is definitely out of the ordinary. So that was something that I really liked about that show, though, was it brought me out of reality, and it made me question some certain things about the world. It was, while I wasn't able to understand some of the messages at the time, I was able to understand them as best I could, and I was just amazed at how some of the show's messages still are able to stick with people and still apply to so many things today. It still amazes me how Rod Serling was writing this show with a bunch of different themes, like regarding society and the way it works at a time like when civil rights was at its peak and it was just picking up. There was threats of war against the Soviet Union at the time. Well, the Cold War is starting to really pick up, and it's just amazing that this show is just so ahead of its time, and in a way it's kind of timeless, as its messages really aren't going to go away. Like the world, it's just going to keep evolving and keep growing into something bigger. And it still amazes me, and it's one of the reasons why I think it's one of the greatest shows ever made. Now, as I previously stated, aside from the New Year's marathon, I really wouldn't pay much attention to the series unless I got up early enough to catch a few episodes that they would show as I was getting ready for school. But other than that, I really wouldn't pay too much attention. And it wasn't until about my junior year of high school that I decided, like, hey, like, the show is on Netflix. Why don't I just check it out? I mean, they have almost all the seasons on there. And there's a bunch of episodes that I haven't seen and ones that they don't normally play in the marathons. So why don't I just sit down and try and watch as many as I can, or even go in order. So over the course of about a month or two, so this is like December or January. Oh, January 2019, I started watching the show again. And same exact feelings as when I first saw them. Shock. Really made me question some certain things around me and about the world. Brought up some very interesting points. And it just really, like, my feelings towards the show evolved as I was able to, you know, finally, like, as I've grown up and being able to understand more mature themes and really being able to understand the message behind each story. And that feeling wouldn't really go away, and it still stays with me to this day. And what made this even more ironic is about a month later, around the time of the Super Bowl, I caught a commercial that happened to catch my eye. Jordan Peele walked out onto an empty football field and walked through a very familiar white door. And then I found out that they were rebooting The Twilight Zone for a third time with Jordan Peele as the host. And I remember being very excited, as I do love Jordan Peele. I loved him in Key and Peele. I thought he does an amazing job with Get Out. I still need to see Us, but I can already tell that that's an amazing film as well. And he's really starting to really make a name for himself just outside of comedy. And so I remember waiting anxiously for about 3 months, wondering if it's going to be any good. What are they going to do? And I remember YouTube uploaded the very first episode for free. So I hopped on, checked out the first episode. I believe it was called The Comedian. It was about an hour long. And I remember after finishing it, I remember feeling like it was good. It wasn't, again, like, this goes for all remakes and reboots. You might be able to get as good as the original, but you can never top it. You can never get above it. But I feel like with what they were given and what they were trying to do, they did a good enough job. I feel like Jordan Peele really captures the essence of Rod Serling and is able to hook you in just as he did in the original. But then again, it was just like, okay, I can give it a shot. It might be good. It's a lot better than the previous remakes that I've seen of the show. But over that course of about a few months, I was tossing around the idea of potentially doing my own Twilight Zone. And here's where that idea led me. I remember it was about February. Shortly after seeing the teaser for the 2019 reboot. And I remember sitting in my room on a rainy day, just thinking to myself, you know what, I really do like this show. And man, it'd be really cool if I was able to make like a Twilight Zone episode of my own. I wasn't even thinking of doing a series at the time. Just make my own little story, see where it could go. So I ended up grabbing a pen and a piece of paper and just started writing down some ideas, like just some rough ideas. And then once I finally got enough to make a story out of it, I hopped on to my laptop and I just started typing a story. Now, by all means, it wasn't, now that I look back on it, it wasn't what I wanted it to be, and I'm grateful that I decided to like leave that project alone, because at the time I was thinking that it was a good story, but then looking back on it and then looking at it recently, it wasn't very strong. I had taken some inspiration from some of the episodes, and I decided to make my own little story. It wasn't even around 20 to 25 pages. I believe it was like 12 pages, but I was intending on extending it, like playing it out as if it were, as if you were watching a full-length episode. And I remember just sitting there thinking, like, you know, like, I feel like I'm kind of forcing the twist, like, things aren't really coming natural, I don't feel like my characters are very well-developed, and I feel like I'm jumping all over the place, and I'm not really giving any clear exposition or anything like that. So I showed my script to a couple of people. I showed it to some people at school, and I showed it to my parents. And my parents were generally pleased with that, with the script. They thought it was very good. But that wasn't going to sit with me, as I knew that no matter what, my parents were just going to support me and told me that everything I was doing was good. So I made it my mission to, and this goes for all of my work, I made it my mission to share my work with as many people as possible, get as much feedback from many different groups of people, and lots of people with different tastes in terms of storytelling. And that has helped with my work tremendously. But other than that, I remember I scrapped the project thinking, this isn't too good. I mean, this isn't good. I'm not trying to be as good as the original. I'm trying to make it worthy of being up there with the original. I'm not trying to pass it because, like I said before, that's the top. That's the king. You're never going to dethrone that. You can only go so high. But other than that, I scrapped it. I left it alone. And over the course of about exactly a year, around the same time of this recording, or a little before that, January, the idea just would not stop bothering me. It just kept, it was always something in the back of my mind. It was just telling me, like, this was something that I had to do, this was something that I had to try. And it was one of those, like, you know, like those cliches, like it was just that inner voice that was telling you to do it. And I guess it really kicked into gear around late December of this past year. I was hanging out with one of my best friends, and I was staying the night at his house, and we were looking for something to watch on TV. So we were scrolling through Netflix, and New Year's Eve was going to be tomorrow. And I remember it being saying Twilight Zone was in the back of my mind. So I'm like, hey, you want to watch the Twilight Zone? And me forgetting that not everybody has heard of it, he was like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, dude, you have to watch it. It's so good. You'll love it. And so I convinced him to sit down with me and watch a few episodes with me before we ended up going to sleep. I can't remember. I believe I showed him about 3 episodes. I showed him The Shelter, Back There. I can't remember the third one. But for those of you who have never seen those episodes, The Shelter is basically about a family that's hiding in their shelter upon finding out that nuclear missiles are heading their way. And the family, as well as their closest neighbors and friends, start fighting for survival as they eventually start to tear each other apart. Back There is a story about a man who ends up talking about time travel and then coincidentally goes back in time to the night of President Lincoln's assassination. I remember us watching that. And then the third one I just remembered that we watched was The Invaders, where a woman living alone in her cottage is suddenly invaded by little people, little aliens. Only in classic Twilight Zone fashion, there's more to that than what meets the eye. And I remember after us watching those three episodes, he just looked at me and he was like, "Wow, these are actually pretty good." And he was actually very impressed by the level of storytelling. And seeing how I was able to get somebody of my generation to be interested in an episode of a TV show that aired about 50, almost 60 years ago, really started to nudge at me, being like, "Hey, don't be afraid of doing this. Like, you've just proven that you can get people your own age to like stuff like this and get people interested. People are still interested in long, well-told stories. Like, as long as your creativity's there, and as long as effort is being put into the stories, you can get people hooked. So why don't you give this a go? You said you would last year, but it never ha didn't happen. And you know, this is New Year's is coming up. It's a new year. It's a new decade. This is the perfect shot for you to take." So I ultimately decided the next day to be like, "Hey, I'm finally going to do a Twilight Zone series." I went to my friend and I'm like, "Hey, do you want to be a part of this with me?" And he agreed yes. And we got one of my other best friends on board. So I'm like, "I got two people. All right, we'll just build up on that. I got two people with me on board right now. Let me whip out a script." So I wrote a script consisting of two people, and it would end up being about 23 pages, and this would go on to be my first episode. And as of right now, filming is going to start within the next week or so. And I remember that it took me so long to write that script. It wasn't really long at the time. Thinking about it now, 2 weeks is not a long time to write a script, but in my mind it was, as I was kind of amazed. Like, I remember sitting down thinking, like, "Oh, this is just going to be about 20, between 20 to 25 pages. This should be very simple." But I found it very hard to take a story about just two people and have most of it just be dialogue. I found that very, as funny as that sounds, I found it very complicated to keep a conversation going between two people over the span of about 25 minutes or so. And, you know, after those 2 weeks, I had finally felt like I had written a strong enough script. I felt like this was a good episode to kick off the series. So I took it to social media and was basically told everyone, like, "Hey, I'm working on a Twilight Zone series. The series is going to be set in modern times. There might be some stories that'll go to like the Old West or different time periods or something. But for the most part, it will stay within the 21st century. But we're going to bow down to the original and make it feel like the original in both style and tone, as well as making it in black and white, which that'll be really cool and it'll give it a really nice, unique, visual, and it'll give it a unique sense of style, in my opinion. And I'm very excited to see how it turns out. I'm also very nervous and I'm also very scared to see how this is going to turn out, as this is a series that it's near and dear to a bunch of people, and my biggest fear, I guess it would be that my biggest fear would be is people are going to be like, "Well, Jordan Peele's already doing this, so why are you doing it?" I want to do it because I'm a fan. I want to do it because I have passion. I'm not doing it for money. I've said this from the get-go. I'm not doing my projects for money. I'm just doing it solely just because I want to tell stories and I want to share stories with people. And that's what I want to do with the show. I'm not looking to make a profit. If I end up getting copyright strikes, which I probably will, CBS, if you're listening, I'm not doing that. You can demonetize me or something, as I don't even know if this is going to be a hit or not. This could be a total misfire. We'll only have to find out. But I can tell people this. I'm doing this with passion, and I'm doing it with care. And I'm not doing it for the money. I'm just doing it solely because I'm a fan of the show and how it's had an effect on me as a storyteller and as a writer. So what you can expect from this series is that each episode is going to be between 20 to 25 minutes in length. The one main thing that I've been struggling to figure out is when we are going to release the episodes, if there's going to be a schedule to them or not, because certainly scheduling a time to film this first episode has been very difficult. I can say that the first episode will be out no later than the 21st of this month, and that it'll be about 22 to about 23 minutes tops. And it's a story that I cannot wait for you guys to see. It is called Close Quarters, and it's going to be starring my two best friends. And I'm very excited to see how it's going to be. Like I said, this show is going to be set in modern times. It's going to have the style and feel of the original, as well as the look, as we are going to be shooting it in black and white. And I myself am not only going to write and direct episodes, I'm also going to fill in and try and step into the almost, like, it's going to be the most difficult task, stepping into the shoes of Rod Serling, which is going to be very difficult. It's almost an impossible task, but it's one that I'm excited to do. I do not want to essentially be a copy of him. I definitely want to take on the spirit of him and really capture the magic of the show and the intrigue and the suspense and the wonder. But other than that, yeah, the 21st of February is when the first episode is going to drop. And I'm very excited to see where it's going to go. If it succeeds, great. If it tanks, I don't care. I said it from the beginning, this is a passion project. Not a whole lot of people are going to be hooked on this. But I'm not in it for what's popular. I just want to tell stories. So if people got an issue with that, then I can simply tell you, just don't watch. But for those of you that do care, I cannot wait to see what you guys think. Well, that is about it for this episode of the podcast. As always, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry, I feel like I could have gone into a little bit more detail, but I am trying to do better in these podcasts. I feel like most of the time I'm going off on a rant that is not connected to the topic whatsoever. I feel like I'm just going off on rants half the time, and I do want to be respectful of your guys' time, as I know there's only so little time of the day for us to get things done. But I will be back in the future to talk about this. If you guys want a more in-depth episode about the Twilight Zone itself, I have been thinking about doing that, going in-depth about the show's history, its creator, and everything surrounding that. It's been an episode that I've been wanting to do. So there might be a bonus episode this month, maybe a third episode this month, just dedicated to that. But for right now, all I can say is I hope you guys enjoyed, and like I said before, keep your eyes peeled. Around February 21st, the first episode is going to drop. Not only is it going to be the first episode of the series, it's also going to be the first project that I ever get filmed. So I'm super excited to see how this turns out. This is going to be the perfect testing ground to experiment with some ideas and themes. And we'll find out what works, we'll find out what doesn't work, and we'll just go from there. But for right now, I can tell you guys, I'm going to be writing and directing my own stories, as well as doing some remakes of classic episodes of the series. Now, I want to make it clear that the remakes of episodes won't come for a very long time. I want to get at least 5 or 6 episodes release that are of my own ideas and my own stories before remaking certain episodes. It's not only going to be me writing and directing. I asked one of my friends to tag along if he wants to direct and write from occasion. And this is going to be very fun, and I cannot wait to see how this turns out. And I can't wait to see what everybody thinks. So, with that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I hope to see you very soon in the Twilight Zone.